From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The government is reporting the best employment numbers in nearly 2 years, saying the economy shed just 11,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate fell to 10%. More from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
From August through October, the economy lost an average of more than 130,000 jobs a month. So when economists saw the November report, most were pleased. Heidi Shierholz of the Economic Policy Institute, a labor think tank.
It's still job loss, but there's actually signs of healing in this one.
And that said, Shierholz notes the labor market is still bad. More people are spending longer out of work. Shierholz says that's because there aren't enough new jobs to absorb them.
What we're seeing now is that layoffs are moderating dramatically. Businesses are feeling more secure. They don't need to continue to lay off as many people as they had. But there's not the security to start really hiring yet.
Analysts expect that despite the good jobs news, the unemployment rate will go back up. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Senior administration officials say when President Obama makes a speech next week, he will be outlining a broad series of ideas aimed at generating jobs. According to officials, among the items on the president's list will be sending money to struggling states and local governments to keep them from ordering further layoffs, as well as offering new tax breaks to small business to hire workers. In Pakistan, militants stormed a mosque in the town of Rawalpindi, where the country's military command is based. At least 36 people were killed in the assault. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Throughout the day, helicopters circled the area as ambulances streamed to the site of the attack that reminded many Pakistanis of the militants' brazen assault on the Army General Headquarters in October. The death toll from Friday's siege approached numbers that suggested a massacre. Authorities acknowledge that a major breach in security allowed the attackers to infiltrate the residential colony where retired and serving military officers live. The Army said many of them were in the mosque at the time of the attack. In the assault, four militants opened fire with semi-automatic weapons, killing worshippers before two of them killed themselves. As heightened security of military installations makes it more difficult to strike the army directly, extremists have turned to the softer targets of markets and now mosques. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
An Italian jury has convicted American college student Amanda Knox of murdering her British roommate. Knox's Italian boyfriend, Raffaello Solicito, was also convicted on murder charges. The case garnered intense international media attention, focusing on what prosecutors have contended was a drug-fueled sex game. A third defendant in the case is already serving a 30-year prison term for sexual assault and murder in connection with the death of 21-year-old Meredith Kircher. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 22 points, ending the week at 10,388. The NASDAQ was up 21 points. The S&P 500 rose 6 points. This is NPR. Attorneys representing Six Flags Amusement Park and a group of debt holders faced off today in federal bankruptcy court. Six Flags announced in June as a result of high debt and declining attendance at its theme parks, it was seeking bankruptcy protection. Six Flags is now proposing a reorganization plan that would include a debt-for-equity swap that gives certain lenders, mostly banks, more than 90% of the reorganized company's stock. Testifying in an Italian court, a mobster-turned-protected witness has linked Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to a bombing campaign by the Sicilian Mafia. The testimony comes at a time when the media mogul is embroiled in a series of legal troubles. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has this report.
Gaspare Spatuzza, a hardened mafioso serving a life sentence for several murders, testified behind a screen at a maximum security courtroom. He said he's a former member of the terrorist mafia organization known as Cosa Nostra. Spatuzza spoke of a meeting he says he had with his clan godfather Giuseppe Graviano in Rome in 1994 after a deadly bombing campaign. Graviano, according to Spatuzza, mentioned the assistance given to the mob by Berlusconi, at the time owner of several TV networks and not yet in politics, and by his close aide Marcello Dell'Utri. They put the country in our hands, the informant quoted Graviano as saying. Berlusconi adamantly denies any link with the mob. His spokesman says Spatuzza's claims are part of the mafia's revenge against the government. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
More evidence the nation's lagging manufacturing sector is picking up steam. The Commerce Department reported today orders to U.S. factories rose unexpectedly in October. More than 0.5% jump was the 6% rise in factory orders. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.